90024 Westwood. Hi, I'm Antaeus member Armin Shimmerman. Welcome to this tour created by the Antaeus Theater Company as part of our podcast series, The Zip Code Plays, a celebration of the diverse culture and history of six Los Angeles neighborhoods. Together, we're going to explore 90024. Westwood was developed on land called Wolfskill Ranch, owned by Arthur Letts, founder of the Broadway and the Bullocks department stores. Letts left the land to his son-in-law, Harold Jantz, who, through the Jantz Investment Company, started developing the area and building residences. In addition to Westwood, Harold and his brother, Edward Jantz Sr., also developed Van Nuys and Canoga Park. Upon developing the land, the brothers lobbied the city of Los Angeles to choose the area for the new campus of the University of California Southern Branch, now known as UCLA. The first undergraduate classes were held on the new campus in 1929 with 5,500 students. By the way, I'm a proud graduate of UCLA, class of 72. Now, let's check out UCLA. Dykstra Hall at 401 Charles E. Young Drive West, Los Angeles, California, 90024. As one of the nation's largest universities today, UCLA received its own zip code, 90095, starting in 1995. Many of its original buildings, like Royce Hall, Haynes Hall, and Powell Library, are located in this new zip code. However, Dykstra Hall still bears UCLA's previous zip code of 90024. In 1959, Dykstra Hall became the first dorm on the hill where you can find UCLA's current undergraduate residential community. Named after UCLA Provost Clarence Dykstra, the first person to advocate for student housing on campus, Dykstra Hall became the first co-ed residence hall in the United States. Besides UCLA, another important landmark is Westwood Village, where one can find the Fox Theater, 961 Broxton Avenue, Los Angeles, 90024. It's a place I know well, as my brother worked there as an usher and a general factotum. In 1929, Westwood Village opened and at the time was only the second shopping district of its size in the United States. It was considered one of the nation's best planned and most beautiful commercial districts and opened with 34 businesses that the Jantz brothers had attracted to the new development. 10 years later, despite the effects of the Great Depression, the area boasted 452 businesses. The Fox Theater, known today as the Regency Village Theater, opened in August of 1931. Designed by architect Percy Park Lewis, the Fox seats 1,400 people. It quickly became the most recognizable landmark in Westwood Village, thanks to its iconic 170-foot white Art Deco tower. It also became famous for the many Hollywood movie premieres that have been held there, including A Star is Born, Independence Day, Shrek, and hundreds of others. If you're taking the tour at night, you can even see the stunning tower and its signs illuminated. Next on our tour, Broxton Brewery and Public House, 1099 Westwood Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90024. We think Broxton Brewery is a cool spot to check out for several reasons. For one thing, they're located in the oldest building in Westwood Village, Jantz Dome. We suggest ordering one of their beers that are brewed in-house and enjoying it on their patio. Not a patio person? No sweat. You can also order a bite to eat and a beer online and pick it up at a time of your choosing. On to Pen to Paper, 1078 Gailey Avenue, Los Angeles, California, 90024. Since most of us are spending more time at home, why not pick up a new hobby like sending letters to friends or journaling? you can find all the stationery supplies you need at Flax Pen to Paper. We recommend picking up a nice pen or a pretty notepad for that person on your holiday list that's just impossible to shop for. Unfortunately, due to the COVID-19, our next stop is currently closed to the public, but we couldn't leave it out. Even though you can't go inside, we recommend your stopping by the Hamra Museum, 10899 Wilshire Boulevard, Los Angeles, 90024. Designed by architect Edward Larrabee Barnes, the Hamra Museum was founded in 1990 to house the personal collection of Dr. Armand Hamra, a physician turned entrepreneur who also became the chairman of Occidental Petroleum Corporation. Oxy, as it's called, was responsible for financing the museum's construction estimated at $96 million. Hamra was an avid art collector throughout his life, with his art collection including works by Paul Cézanne, Edgar Degas, Paul Gauguin, Edouard Manet, Claude Monet, Mary Cassatt, John Singer Sargent, and Vincent van Gogh, among others. Unfortunately, Dr. Hamra passed away only 3 weeks after the museum was opened. He's buried at nearby Westwood Village Memorial Park, the next stop on our tour. In 1992, the museum started negotiations with nearby UCLA, and in 1994, a partnership was finalized. In 1994, the museum made headlines for the sale of Leonardo da Vinci's Codex Leicester to Bill Gates for $30.8 million. The Codex Leicester, a 72-page notebook of scientific musings and sketches, was one of Dr. Hamra's proudest acquisitions. He even tried to rename it the Codex Hamra at one point. The museum has received critical acclaim for its exhibitions featuring overlooked as well as emerging contemporary artists. Annually, it hosts over 300 programs, including lectures, readings, concerts, film screenings, and other events at no cost to the public. The LA Times called the Hamra the hippest and most culturally relevant institution in town. That's why we think you should add this to your post-COVID list of things to do. Our next stop is Pierce Brothers Westwood Village Memorial Park and Mortuary, 1218 Glendon Avenue, Los Angeles, California, 90024. First, an unnamed cemetery used for burials starting in 1880. This cemetery has been known as the Sunset Cemetery, 1905, Westwood Village Memorial Park Cemetery, 1926, and is now called the Pierce Brothers Westwood Village Memorial Park and Mortuary. It serves as the final resting place for many celebrities, including Marilyn Monroe, Natalie Wood, Ava and Zsa Zsa Gabor, Minnie Riperton, Truman Capote, and Dean Martin, and too many others to name. In 1976, vandals tried to remove the plaque on Monroe's tomb. So, to prevent similar issues, some grave sites are even unmarked. The cemetery is still active and used for funeral services, so please be respectful as you explore the 2.5 acres. The Pierce brothers, William and Fred, might have been considered celebrities in their own right. In the 1880s, they opened a livery stable at Alameda and 16th Street. With the city's population growing, they soon expanded into the mortuary business, transporting bodies from homes to the cemetery. In 1924, the brothers built the first full-service funeral home in the city at 720 West Washington Boulevard. In 1933, with the help of their brother Clarence, who was the founder of Pierce College in Woodland Hills, the brothers tried a new marketing tactic, which included offering church group tours to calm people's fears about the modern death industry. The brothers eventually enlisted 8 siblings to serve in different roles within their company. That's a family business. Let's head to our final stop, the Wilshire Federal Building, 11000 Wilshire Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90024. The The Los Angeles offices of the FBI, IRS, and other major federal agencies are located in the nearby Wilshire Federal Building. The 17-story building, designed by Charles Luckman Associates, was completed in 1969 on a former golf course. The building is designed in the late modernism style and includes a pure white facade. For many years, public service announcements were projected on the side of the building, encouraging passerbys to do anything from purchase savings bonds to encouraging them to lock their car doors to prevent theft. Among the Cold War-era features of the buildings are designated areas that can provide safe shelter for up to 13,000 people. Over the years, it's been a popular site for protests during times of heightened political activity. Vietnam War demonstrators, pro- and anti-Shah Iranians, parents opposed to toy guns, Occupy Wall Street activists, and just about every kind of political group imaginable has demonstrated at the Federal Building. In July, it was the site of a large Black Lives Matter protest, expressing solidarity with Portland protesters who were struggling with intervention by federal officers. The Federal Building is often chosen not only for being a symbol of the federal government, but because its location and proximity to a large number of commuters gives protesters heightened visibility. That's the end of this tour through 90024. Thanks for going on this journey with me. If you haven't yet, check out our free audio play, 90024 Westwood. All information herein is classified by Deb Height. It's available wherever you get your podcasts or at zipcodeplays.info.